I can't reach that high calling. Interesting, because it's like, you know, I have perfection of sobriety. I'm perfectly sober. I'm always sober. I'm sober-minded. I don't have any drunkenness in me. And God has made me perfect in it. It's not just that I don't drink. I don't even want to drink. You know what I mean? It's like in my heart. It's like the overeating thing I used to have. It's like, I don't want to overeat. And it's not because of choice. It's actually written in me. Paul hates this now. If he were to eat too much, he would feel, you know, it's like he doesn't want to do that. He even let me do it once, and I was like, yeah. Just like I remember the time I had a lemonade, and people looked at me, oh, yeah, you still drink it. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, I'm not going to do that if that's how I'm going to be judged. But if in anything, you have a different mind than the mind he just explained that we should have, God will reveal this to you. I mean, what? This mind. The mind which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but took upon him the form of a servant, and became in the likeness of men. To be like him, let that mind be in you. God will reveal that to you. If you are his, if you are not of that right mind, he will put you in your right mind. Maybe he's doing it by you being instructed. Maybe there'll be some other means, but he will instruct you. Verse 16, nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. I mean, hey, you've attained it, don't forget. You still walk by the same rule. I'm still looking forward to the things which are ahead. You know what I mean? What we've already attained, let's hang on to that. Right? Let us mind the same thing. This is a very simple yet, I find it very compelling, you know. It's very, the humility. And at the same time, the confidence and the looking forward, the goal setting. These are all things with which we need to emulate. And that's why he says in the next verse 17, brethren, be followers together of me. And mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. I mean, you see someone like us, you mark that person. They're an example to you. So that's that brother there. He knows what he's doing. He's walking right. Mark that. Mark the ones that walk like we walk. Followers of us, meaning do what we do. Why? Because what we're doing is what Christ did. Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there who claim to be following Christ and they're not, and people are following them, and it's just these false shepherds. And the sheep just follow right after them, don't they? Thank God he didn't call me to be a sheep. Particularly, I'm a sheep of Christ, of course, as all believers are. In a sense, there are some people who are really led about. I have a lot of sorrow and pity for them. Because I think in Christ we have a much higher calling. But you know what? Even at the beginning, all the babes need to be shepherded and guided and taught. But you know what? It just like with a real human baby. I've known people who have adult children who are retarded. It's kind of cute that they still run around with space helmets on and, you know, play with their guns and, you know, act like kids. But then also you look at it and it's just so tragically sad. And I feel like the same way when I see someone who's been a Christian for years. You know, maybe they've been a Christian longer than I've been alive. You know? And they're just pathetic. And nowhere near the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. You know? They're like an old abortion. I hate to be so graphic. Actually, I kind of like it because it's just in my nature. I like to make people squirm. You know? They're like this old, moldy, aborted fetus laying on the street. So sad. So tragic. So disgusting. not seemly. And you know what? And I lament, because it's there, because it's all the, O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. The Lord standeth up to judge; he standeth to judge and plead for the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and with the princes thereof. For ye have eaten up the vintage, the vineyard, the spoil of the poor is in your houses. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor? It's from Isaiah 3, 4, or something like that. Just from memory. I'm not bragging. I memorize them because of the songs I do and so on. So I have a lot of scriptures in me. Thing is, I did the Epistles of Paul because I don't really have a lot of written songs about the Epistles of Paul. It's kind of difficult to write. They don't lend themselves often to being songs. The prophets do. And there's certain sections that definitely would, but it's always so small. I like to do whole chapters, books, etc. Okay, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. He can subdue all things. He can subdue our flesh. He can subdue our sinful nature. He can subdue the governments of the world. He can subdue all the wicked people of the world. He can subdue everything. And shall. Everything's going to be put under his feet. And we will sit with him in his throne and reign. He's saying, mark those who walk like us. You know why? Because there's a lot out there who don't. And I tell you, even I could weep and sob because they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there preaching the cross of Christ, but not the cross. Like Paul said, they preach of Christ. No, they preach a cross that is not the cross. They preach a Christ that is not the Christ. There is no other gospel, yet they preach what is another gospel. It is a perversion of the gospel. They twist the gospel. They leave things out of the gospel. That's the biggest thing they do. And they insert other things in there that don't belong.